When he was 5 years old, his mother left him for the United States. 10 years later, he set off alone to find her, a 1,500-mile journey north from Honduras, stowing away atop freight trains across the full length of Mexico. Enrique's journey was documented by LA Times photojournalist Don Bartletti, and those photos, which won him a Pulitzer Prize in 2003, are now on display in Albuquerque. I'm Spencer Beckwith, and Don Bartletti is with me at KUNM. Mr. Bartletti, welcome.
Thank you, Spencer. It's a pleasure to be here.
Enrique's journey is not unique. Stowaways are quite common.
Yes, especially in the last couple of years with 60,000 children arriving at the Rio Grande. But when I did it in the year 2000 is when I actually did these pictures. It was a very underreported story on the migratory route to the United States. Children under the age of 18, traveling on the freight trains through Mexico. And I concentrated on children trying to look for their mothers.
The central, maybe the most representative shot of your whole series is of a young man on top of a moving freight train. Why did you choose that shot? And what does that tell us about Enrique's journey?
Well, it's a metaphor for children traveling alone. And a brief description is one little boy with a dirty sweatshirt sitting on top of a train alone, sniffling. And if you look forward, the train is disappearing into a fog bank around a gentle curve to an uncertain horizon. So it was a trip on the train called the Beast. And the Beast was lethal in some respects, but it also provided an end station, a dream, the satisfaction of making up for what was not possible in Honduras, Salvador, or Guatemala.
You obviously chose photos that charted Enrique's passage over place and time, but what else do you want these photographs to do?
To be honest with you, Spencer, when I look through that camera, something takes over. I don't know what it is, but it's a drive and a desire to make the subjects understood, to wipe away the statistics of, in this case, immigration and the crossings over. I want people to look in their eyes and say, hey, this person's not very different than I am. So I'm not trying to make a statement about, well, migration to the United States without documents is good or bad. I'm trying to show the conditions from which people left, the circumstances it takes to find a better life, and whether it was successful or not.
If you had to choose one of those photographs that you're particularly proud of, what would that photograph be and why?
It's the picture I title Gift for a Northbound Migrant. And it's kind of a blurry picture except for the gift, which is a big orange that a trackside resident is handing to arms that are reaching out from a passing boxcar, as if to say, thank you, go with God. The picture has everything that I do photojournalism for, substance and style. But symbolically, the picture is a gift from an anonymous person to another anonymous person. That's where humanity shows its hope.
Photojournalist Don Bartletti documented the journey to the United States of a young stowaway from Honduras atop freight trains across Mexico. The photos titled Enrique's Journey are on view at the New Mexico Humanities Council in Albuquerque through December. Details at KUNM.org. I'm Spencer Beckwith.